CAMAC 0107112025826, audio. Warning. This small experiment must be taken seriously. Let's start with the obvious. Like any measuring instrument, the equipment must be calibrated before use. The first step is to short-circuit the input of the oscilloscope or spectrum analyzer before use. This procedure ensures that spurious signals other than those within the specified limits will distort the results. A second point is to assemble the circuit with shielded cables. This eliminates electromagnetic interference that could, again, distort the measurements. For even greater accuracy, preheating the instrument is strongly recommended to increase the precision of the results. A Faraday cage could also be an important safety measure for this experiment. So far, these are general precautions for a serious scientific approach. Let's go further. Pay attention to the diameter and type of metal used for the wires. The goal here is to eliminate a possible reaction between carbon and the metals used for the conductors. This involves repeating the experiment several times, both with and without the carbon rod, using different conductors. Devices with graphing capabilities are highly recommended for this experiment. Ideally, a printing solution would also be beneficial. This isn't the end of it yet. I'm considering the potential for endpoint effects, if such effects exist. Is atomic polarization homogeneous within carbon, if indeed it exists? To answer this question, the original rods will need to be cut after the initial series of experiments and reinserted into the circuit to verify this. Finally, several voltages at distinct levels will also need to be analyzed in this fundamental physics approach. That's what I'm thinking. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This November 7, 2025.